Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Thanks for coming, elves. I've called this meeting because I don't know what to get Santa for Christmas this year.
Mrs. C, TC Trailers has everything Santa loves. They have over 300 trailers on the lot, a fully stocked parts store, and in-house repair shop. They even offer financing.
And did you know TC Trailers carries e-bikes and mopeds? Santa would love an e-bike for the off-season.
They carry barns and sheds, too. Santa was looking for a place to store more reindeer feed.
East of Frankfort, Estate Road 28 and 29, or tc-trailers.com.
If you're not pulling a TC Trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on, Big O Tires.
The holidays are here, and all your friends and family are getting ready for the most wonderful time of the year. Even though dodging patches of ice is never fun, it can't put a damper on our spirit. That's because at Encompass Credit Union, they're glad they've been able to share in so many of your holidays since their founding in 1953. Being a part of your community and your financial future is the best gift they could hope for. So be sure to visit EncompassCU.org to become part of their family.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation. It comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
Hey, we're back. It is Party Line on this Thursday. So glad to be with you. So glad that Roby could join us. Roby Bells from BCS. Don't forget, open house is tomorrow and Saturday. It'll be a lot of fun. And then Pam Butt's always a great pleasure to talk to her. She's doing the Lord's work, helping all the animals of Clinton County. And you can help them with the 12 Strays of Christmas. If you want to adopt an animal, all the adoption fees have been paid this next 12 days. So go in and check them out. They've got definitely got some loving, caring animals that would love to be in your family. Well, joining me right now is Karen, used to be Karen Crum. The secret may be out now, Karen. Mm-hmm. It's no longer a secret. Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I got married, so my name's Karen Jenkins now.
Karen Jenkins. Yeah. Wow. Yep. That's awesome. So, we were just talking off the air. Great young man.
Mm-hmm.
And you're excited. You said it was an answer to prayer.
Yes.
Now, is he the guy that's coming to Roby's and getting flowers every day? Is that who he is?
No, oh, okay. I don't think that's him. Hey. I have received some flowers.
Okay,
so
well, that's a good thing.
That. Yeah.
Now, all of this flower talk has made I'm gonna have to get that figured out because I don't think I've sent my wife earlier this year, but it's been so. It's at that time.
Yeah.
It's that time. So.
Yeah.
Okay, now you get the guilt going. So, but well, again, congratulations!
No,
it'll
thank
be
you.
A new Christmas. It'll be a fun Christmas for you.
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. Karen is the extension educator, health and human services for both Carroll and Clinton County.
Yes.
So you got your hands full. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, we'll talk a little bit about events because Carroll's got this like December 10th. They got the big Christmas
open house,
right?
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about that, and then we'll start talking more about other things. So.
Sure. So, over the last year or so, we've had a lot of changes
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
staff
year or two. Yeah. So I transitioned out of 4-H into HHS. And when I did that, just like you said, I moved counties too. So we do Carroll and Clinton. It's been wonderful. Amy Webster is our ag educator. Yep. She floats between the two counties as well with Carroll and Clinton. And then we have Hannah Daniels here, 4-H in Clinton, and Gretchen Campbell, 4-H and Carroll, and everybody's doing a wonderful job. And so, yes, we've had staff changes. We are fully staffed again, well, starting January. So even Lucy resigned, so our office manager. But Isaac Chavez is coming on.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and so super excited.
Isaac's a great guy. So
we are fortunate to have him, and so looking forward to that after the new year. So, yeah. A lot of fun things are happening, and like you said, open house December 10th at Carroll County. And again, just come and see what we have to offer. It's going to be cookies, cocoa, info. You'll even get your picture taken with Santa and Mrs. Claus, if that's what you want.
Yeah, I heard they're coming. You've got... it's always a fun that, well, anytime Purdue Extension does anything, you know you're going to have some pretty good food.
Yeah,
because...
Yeah.
The homemakers, oh my goodness, they do some really good stuff. And that's going to be there at the 4-H building in Flora, December 10th, 4 to 6 p.m.
Okay. Yep, that is correct.
Very cool. Very fun. Well, what is, okay, PARP. You told me one other time. That's the PARP classes. That's coming up in Carroll County as well. That's for the, like, certifications and all that, right?
Yes. Pesticide applicator certification. That's exactly what that is. So, yeah, on Friday, Amy's hosting that in
the
19th. Carroll County. Well, in Carroll County, it's on the 5th.
Okay.
This Friday.
This
in
tomorrow.
In Clinton County,
is
you're
the
19th. Right.
Okay.
It's on the 19th out at Drago with Ty Brown.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. The big barn.
Yes.
Ty's got the big house. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's an unbelievable barn. Well, that's awesome because this is an opportunity for farmers in the kind of their downtown to get their certifications, get everything ready to go and rock and roll for the planting season.
Yes, that is right. And they have to have so many certifications within a 5-year period. And so it's wonderful. So I know Clinton and Carroll are having them, Howard County. So, I mean, they can go anywhere and get those certifications, but they usually try to get them in here at the end of the year. And so... Mm-hmm.
Right.
Tried to give them those opportunities.
Well, again, the winter weather, I mean, they're not going to be doing much farming during this time, so this is an opportunity to take care of all those other things. I really want to spend some time on this because I think this is really important with what's going on in our world with especially MAHA, Make America Healthy Again. Food is Medicine and other programs offered through the HHS. I'm becoming more... The older you get, I think the more conscientious you get with when it comes to what you're putting in your body. Mm-hmm. For years, it's just, oh, yeah, I like ding-dongs. I like, you know, I like ice cream. I like cookies. Mm-hmm. I'm a sweet nut, so I love sweets. Mm-hmm. But it's not just about actually, you know, sugar. It really is all the you know, artificial flavoring, the preservatives, all of those things. But this particular program... Food can also be medicine. I mean, these are things that you can put in your body that actually starts healing.
Well, just like you're saying, it is important what you put in your body. And so if you just make that change on healthier eating, you will see the difference. And so I ran it here in Clinton County, August through October. Rave reviews. Everybody loved it. And so I'm running it again in Carroll County after the new year, and it's a 12-week program because that's what it takes to see your A1C change. And over half of the class had improved numbers. We do that in conjunction with the health departments, and it's wonderful. So I do at the beginning, so the first month is Dining with Diabetes, Be Heart Smart. Those are the two curriculums we hit. But I always do a food demonstration. I send home food bags. There's other incentives throughout the week. So you'll get a crock pot. You'll get an air fryer, things like that. But talking about me getting married, so my husband Tommy, for example, he ate whatever he wanted, you know, fast food, this, that, or the other. And he went to the doctor, and his numbers were horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's A1C. I mean, so his sugar's off the charts. You know, cholesterol, blood pressure, all that. Put him on like 3 different medicines. He's like, I don't want to do this.
I don't want to be on medicine.
Yep. So he lost 50 pounds, got off all the meds. I mean, it's wonderful. So you can make a difference just by making smarter choices when you eat.
Well, I've been going through this for a while. I mean, I'm 63 years old. I have a fatty liver. I'm kind of borderline diabetic. Mm-hmm. Just was in the emergency room a few weeks ago because of, I have a condition called chondrogyitis. I can never say it. Mm-hmm. Costochondritis, which is inflammation of the rib cage, probably due to cracked ribs, been football and all this. Anyway, and every once in a while, it just, boom, it flames. And it's a lot of what I eat. I mean, the doctors say, spicy food, Shan. And I know I love spicy foods, but it does do a number. Inflammation does such a number on your body. That is something I'm finding out more and more. And fat tissue, sugar. I'm a sugar addict. I'm addicted to sugar. I am no different than a cocaine addict. It is very hard for me to go past a donut or a cookie because I like sugar. And so breaking those habits, and that's, I don't know if it's about breaking those habits. It's more about changing the attitude towards food. Is that kind of something you're learning in this process?
Yes, exactly. And it's things in moderation are fine, you know, but you just can't have a donut every day.
You should have ice cream. Ice cream is great. Ice cream is wonderful, especially Glover's ice cream. That's a shameless plug. But when we bought the ice cream company, I'm just going to tell you, I was trying every flavor and I bet I gained 20 pounds in just a short period of time, kind of like your husband. And you're like, because you didn't care what you ate to feel, it was feel good food.
And plus we're busy, you know, we're running around working, running kids, this, that, and the other.
Well, you've lost weight. I mean, you've been one of those people that lost weight.
I
lost a lot of weight like a year or so ago or whatever.
I am a yo-yo dieter.
Well, that's me. So that's me. I'm the same way. I can lose weight.
Yes. Gain it easy, lose, gain. My whole life. My whole adult life. Yep. Yeah. Gain, lose. It's a struggle. Just like you're saying, it's not the addictive drugs like you're saying, cocaine or alcohol, but it's
powerful.
Food.
It's powerful food because food, and food can be calling you, you know, you could be at 11 o'clock at night and you can't sleep and you're like, oh boy, it'd be nice to have that last piece of chocolate cake. If my wife didn't eat it or whatever, and you're thinking, you go to it and you do it. And as soon as you do it, it's like, why did I do that? Because it gives you that, you feel so much better when you're eating healthier and when you're doing the right thing for your body.
Right.
Is that something else that's being taught in the class?
Yeah. And it's wonderful. And yes, we're learning different things, tips and tricks and things like that, but also the camaraderie, because they watch a cooking demo and just
it's like a support group.
Yeah, exactly. But we all have these different things that we're dealing with and face, and food is it's tricky because we celebrate with food. There's always food around.
America's I think go-to celebratory item is food.
And we comfort ourselves with food. I mean,
so
it's a really good class.
When does this class start?
January 7th. It starts on 7th. Wednesday, so this will be at the 4-H building in Flora.
And it's 12 weeks straight?
Every Wednesday for 12 weeks. So January, February, March, it's from 3 to 5. Come and enjoy, learn, and have a good time.
Wow. I may have to do that because I think that one of the other struggles and challenges that we think we're eating healthy sometimes when we just pull something off the shelf that says, low sodium or low, but they're still so full of artificial flavoring and things like that. Being able, what I'm learning more and more, and what Roby was talking about earlier with her, with Elaine's farm fresh eggs, Brovant, just simply looking at where your food's coming from.
Yeah.
And
reading those labels.
Reading those labels and finding out, this is real food. It's not some artificially, or it's not been so packed with preservatives that the nutrition value goes away.
Exactly. And so reading labels is very important. And you were talking about inflammation. And a lot of people have different allergies are different, this, that, or the other. So inflammation might be the gluten, right?
Okay, tell me. I want to talk about that.
Or the milk.
I want to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of gluten allergies in the 70s, 60s, 70s. Never, not even in the 80s. All of a sudden, everybody's got a gluten allergy. What, I mean, is it, does something change? Do you know? I mean, is it?
You wonder.
Yeah.
You wonder. And it really is. And, you know, we support farmers and this, that, and the other, and we would never want to think like that. But we have to start with healthy food on the shelves and things like that. So it does make you wonder, because you're right. A lot of these things have come about the last 10, 20, 30 years or something.
I really haven't even, I mean, again, I understand technology, medicine, scans now. You can go deeper into the body. There's different coloring scans. You can check and see what things are going on in the body. But you didn't, I don't even, cancer was not as, I don't think, prevalent 30, 40, 50 years ago as, and maybe it was, and we just didn't know it. Maybe that was what was the you know, the killer of so many people, and we and we didn't really know it. Maybe because of technology, it's more visible. But it just seems to me, though, it's every time you turn around, there's another allergen, there's another struggle that you got to, oh boy, got to deal with that. And it's, I just think, I mean, I ate dirt. I ate mud pies. I mean, I ate dirt when I was a kid.
Yeah. That's how we build our immunities, right? Crawl around on the ground.
Louisiana crawdads. And I mean, it's just amazing to me where we've come, you know, and everything's so antiseptic. I mean, we got antiseptic soap everywhere. And I think that's a little bit of our problem, too.
Maybe we just don't have that immunity that we used to.
The immunity. Well, I know we could talk about food for a long time, but it also makes me hungry. You've got other things going on, the Extension Homemakers.
Yes.
Let's talk about them.
Sure. Well, tonight is our Christmas party.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. Here in Clinton, but we invited our Carroll County counterparts too. And what is really nice is that working in two counties, it is so nice. And it's not like we're working against each other. Might as well just include everybody.
Collaborative,
you know? Yeah, exactly. We have more impact that way anyhow. But yeah, that is tonight. So looking forward to that. And with my Extension Homemakers. And it's always a fun time. We play games and do bingo and sing carols and, of course, have good food.
Oh,
those homemakers, they know how to cook. But the homemakers do so much more than that, too. Just like 4-H volunteers or this or that, they're always looking for opportunities to give back to the county, whether it's through scholarships, or we've even done some updates, some different projects out at the fairgrounds, put up a new railing because the railing was getting rotten and things like that.
Yeah, I saw that. That's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Put one of the catches on the door because it would just swing back almost into the glass of the other door.
We just had the crossing banquet out there, so I noticed some of those things.
Exactly.
So you never know who does that stuff, so congrats. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah. So they're always fundraising and doing different things. And so hard workers, movers and shakers, you know, they get things done. And so I'm glad to be a part of that, too.
Well, it's the, when you think about a homemaker, you know, and, you know, people say, oh, you're going to get political or sexist or politically correct. I'm not politically correct, folks. People know me. I'm not politically correct. There's nothing like a family that has a base homemaker that's the quarterback that just kind of makes things happen. The family just runs better when there is a person that's greeting the kid when they come home from school, and they're making sure they're doing their homework, and they're doing all these other things like cooking and making sure it's and people go, oh, well, you're putting, it's not about putting anybody in their place. It's creating a culture and an atmosphere of success.
Yeah.
I grew up in that. I'm thankful that my mom stayed home. I'm thankful that I had a mom that was very, it wasn't always the same thing. I mean, I kind of got tired of Hamburger Helper. She's going to not like me for saying that, but I'm not a big hamburger. I can't stand Hamburger Helper to this day.
Yeah.
I don't like Hamburger Helper. But I do know that I knew I was going to get fed. I knew I was going to have oatmeal and cinnamon toast in the morning, and I knew I was probably going to have some good food in the evening, and I know I was going to have a packed lunch. So homemakers do so much more than just knit.
Oh, yeah. We do some knitting.
Yeah, you do. And crocheting, because I'm the recipient of some of that, so that's been
awesome.
But you
are right, and we're always looking for that younger generation.
And that's what I'm getting. That's what I'm getting to.
Yes, exactly.
That's the power of this program.
Mm-hmm.
Is you're trying to help the younger generation to understand. You know what? You don't have to follow what you know the culture tells you,
mm-hmm.
Because at one time the culture was saying, you know, hey, just go enjoy life. Mm-hmm. Have children, get married, and have a family. And
wouldn't we just love to go back to that?
Oh, my
exactly.
goodness. Well, some people would say, no, we're going back in time. I think it's building the foundation for the mm-hmm. future. But
And those values.
And the values.
And, yeah, absolutely.
So mm-hmm. We got a lot going on. We got a few more minutes here.
Sure.
A lot going on next year. But 4-H enrollment. Tell us a little bit about that, because 4-H is the key to all of these things we've been talking about, getting those kids foundationally and fundamentally learning all these things.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So they try to do 4-H year-round, but obviously the fair, huge time and busy time in July, and then we kind of settle down. August is state fair. They kind of regroup, and then boom, enrollment opens again October 1st. So it is open. We try to get everybody enrolled. Get your fees paid and all that, because you don't want to miss out on the communication. So after the new year, I mean, it'll be open until January 15th. We can't really say we're not going to let you in. Of course, we will after that even. But that way, you know, hey, I've got everything in order. Hit the ground running after the new year. We get in the clubs. We start. I mean, I know Gretchen and Hannah have been working on fair schedules, right? I mean, as soon as it ends, we start planning it again for the next year. Because it is so important to showcase those skills that the kids learn, and they feel they belong, and they're learning things and have these opportunities that maybe they would never, ever get, you know. And so you build these lifelong, not only skills, but friendships, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful program. And so
it's a sorority or a fraternity. I mean, it really is, when you can kind of stay kind of like FFA.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's programmatic, but it goes deeper than just the program, because, mm-hmm. like you said, it becomes the personalities mm-hmm. that you meet and the mm-hmm. people that you meet, the relationships you build for mm-hmm. years to come. Oh,
yeah.
I was in 4-H with her. Oh, yeah, I was in 4-H with him.
Exactly.
You know, and that's a cool thing. And 4-H is more than just cooking and more than sewing.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many projects you can mm-hmm. get involved with in 4-H.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There's computer science.
Yeah.
And we have
robotics.
And, yeah. Even drones and things like that. So it is wonderful. And of course, livestock. People always think, oh yeah, it's live. Yeah. I don't have livestock. You don't have to have livestock.
Right.
We have all these building projects too. And so, but there is cooking and there is sewing and there's electric, and you know what I mean? So kids, if you have an interest, then we can run with it. It doesn't matter what it, maybe it's art, maybe it's Legos, maybe it's writing, you know, maybe it's singing with the performing arts. So
yeah, you're a singer.
Yeah, I am.
You got the karaoke thing. Hey, we got the casino night. We're planning for it right now. We can't say the date yet, because mm-hmm. we got two more things to figure out. But
uh-huh.
we'll get the karaoke going again.
That's
for
good. You,
you
and I, we need to sing.
We'll do some singing
I
together.
Know. Love
is,
it.
Does Tommy sing? We'll get him up there on the mic. We'll get Tommy singing.
I think he's a pretty good singer.
Well,
he probably wouldn't think he is, but
we'll have some fun. We'll have a great time. So next
he likes music.
2026. Can't believe we're saying it, but that's just a few days away.
I
mean, it's just a couple, 3 weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
What does 2026 look for the Clinton and Carroll County Extensions?
Sure. The future looks bright.
Mm.
I mean, we just... I love being an extension educator, whether it was 4-H or HHS. Actually, we just sat through PDC yesterday. It was actually done virtual, which was something new this year. We usually go to campus or to Tippecanoe County or Boone County, somewhere local around here. But PDC, professional development. I mean, Purdue wants us to keep up on things, learn things. We bring in experts from campus. You know, they're doing all the research. We're boots on the ground. We're alive and well, and extension's going great. And if you need something, sometimes we're the best kept secret, and we don't want to be.
Right.
Like, hey, contact the extension office, and if we don't know the answer, we'll find somebody that does.
Yeah. Well, so true, because you've got so many different opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many different challenges out there in life. And I think the education, you know, you hope from a university standpoint
mm-hmm.
that they're they're on the cutting edge of learning
right.
and the cutting edge of teaching mm-hmm. and educating. So this would be a very commonsensical thought to mm-hmm. just pick up the phone and mm-hmm. call the extension agency mm-hmm. when it comes to especially ag or mm-hmm. maybe it's food or mm-hmm. maybe it's dealing with a pest or something mm-hmm. like that that you got to deal with. Yeah. So how do folks get a hold of you? What's the best way to learn more mm-hmm. about the extension?
They can always visit our website. So yeah. Purdue Extension and then /Clinton or Carroll. So, you know, extension.purdue.edu. /Clinton or Carroll, I should say that. But, and then...
659-6380.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
You can always call the office, 574-967-3538.
There you go.
in Flora. But yeah, I mean, you could just Google us and we'll pop up. And so anyway, yeah, definitely stop by and come and see us. That's fine too. And that's why we have these open houses.
Yeah.
Come and meet the staff, yeah. you know. And
well, you're in the Christmas spirit. What's your Christmas message for the folks listening today from Purdue Extension? Or you know, just from good old Karen Jenkins. Good Karen Jenkins now. I have to get that used to that.
Let's just always remember the reason for the season.
Amen.
You know.
Yeah.
So.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
And it's so also it's so easily swept away sometimes in the culture and our society mm-hmm. and the gift giving and running and all, but mm-hmm. it really is about the gift, you know, mm-hmm. that was given in our
Absolutely.
In our Savior Jesus Christ. So
that's right.
I appreciate it. Karen, you're doing the Lord's work. Keep
oh,
it up.
You.
And what I love about you is that you're passionate about it. You
yes.
love what you do. So
and we love to serve, right?
Yep.
And those God-given talents. So
and you have that I'm opportunity serving. to use those talents mm-hmm. at Purdue Extension and yeah. all these extension programs. And don't mm-hmm. forget the Food is Medicine program coming up January 12th. That's going to be our third. No, seventh.
Seventh. We'll get it right.
I split the difference. It's the seventh. You said the third. I said the seventh or 12th. And so we'll get it right.
Yeah,
the seventh. That'll be good. So January 7th and learn about health and food and all that good mm-hmm. stuff. All right. Thanks, Karen. Appreciate you. Have a Merry
Thank
Christmas.
You.
We'll talk
yes,
to you soon.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of Party Line. We greatly appreciate you joining us. It's always fun when we have a jam-packed show and we move things along, but great information. Please utilize what we have in our community. We're so blessed to have libraries and extension offices and really, you know, Main Street, the Chamber. There's so many different organizations out there that are here for our community. Make sure that you get involved and get plugged in and get engaged. Well, that's going to wrap it up. Good Lord willing, I'll be back with you next week. Until then, have a great one. Stay safe and be courageous. Talk to you soon.